Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about breaking through the crust, or concrete versus crust. I had a beautiful illustration of growth that happened in the group that I lead, the Love Warriors group. A woman had been struggling with one of her commitments to herself, of going to the gym. And it just felt like insurmountable. She just, for some reason, she just couldn't get through it, couldn't overcome this wall. And she reached out for help in the group and people gave suggestions. And eventually she did it. And the observation that she made that I thought was so astute and so important was that it was an act of breaking through. You know, it wasn't like she had to go from one level of difficulty to another level of difficulty, or that it wasn't like this obstacle was actually like a concrete wall. It was just a crust. And that breaking through the crust is actually where all of the effort is. Maybe not all, but the mass majority of it is just getting through that crust. And what actually happens is, because of the way our brains work, is that that change from one habit to another is very difficult. The first one is by far the most. In fact, because of the way we rewire our brains, the second time is easier than the first, the third time easier than the second, etc. So I think this is a really beautiful way to help motivate yourself, is if you feel like there's a huge wall, one, it's just a crust. And two, if you in this now moment have the courage and the strength and the warrior mentality to get through that crust and break through, you have now broken the crust for future you. You, 2 days from now, is going to have that passageway. You, a week from now, is going to have that passageway, and it was going to be easier for you in the future to do the exact same thing. Whether that thing is go to the gym, whether that thing is not have a late night snack, whether that thing is meditating in the morning, whether that thing is, you know, making a phone call or having a conversation that you don't want to have. The first time you do it is the hardest. It's the crust you got to break through. You're not going to chip away at a wall indefinitely. You got to break through the crust. And I think that can be such a helpful mental shift when you feel like the walls are just impenetrable. And this idea, I think, of the first time is the hardest, it is true with all sorts of things. Whether that is, you know, going to the gym, or whether that is a personal behavior thing. One of the things that we've been practicing in my group is being more open to connection, being more open in the world. And I have been pushing myself in this area in the form of like making phone calls to people. For some reason, I get all sorts of anxiousness about making an unsolicited call to someone, just cold calling, even a friend. I will rehearse in my head, or often I'll want to just text them first and say, hey, when do you have time to talk? And so I was pushed to make these outgoing calls. And the first one was so difficult. The crust, you know, felt like a wall. But once I got through the crust, it got easier. Was it simple? No. It still took effort. But the crust was broken, and it made it easier and easier and easier. Christopher just pointed out the deepening the crust analogy into an actual pie. Through the crust into the filling. When I was thinking of crust, I was thinking of like a layer of ice. But you're right, that's a terrible analogy. A crust of a pie is much better. Thank you, Chris. I recently joined a gym, and for the first time in over a decade, going to yoga, this is new. And I'm actually breaking through the crust of even like self stories that I have and beliefs, because I identify as somebody who doesn't like to do new things and has, you know, I can't do things that I'm not good at immediately, and I don't like being out of my comfort zone. And so now that I've had these experiences and it's led to positive places, I now have this body of evidence that can help me to overcome the story of like, it's a wall. I go, it's a crust. I've seen this before. You're a crust. I'm a wall. You're a crust. All right. So I'm going to try another topic for the day. Welcome. I'm Halcyon and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to question one of my core mantras, float more, steer less. Is that still work? I've been having all these thoughts and these practices and these things in my life recently that have made me feel like, ooh, man, I've been off track. For most of my life, I've been a go with the flow person. You know, just trusting that the current will take you where you're supposed to go. But past year especially, past 6 months, I've really become aware that without some form of discipline, you cannot achieve success. And you can define success however you want. Success as in peace, as in health, as in happiness, as in relationship harmony, as in, you know, entrepreneurial success, whatever it is. I don't want to define success as traditional success of just making money. I mean, just reaching a level of mastery in anything requires some discipline. And so what about this floating? What I have come to realize as I've been sitting with this is that it still works. Don't worry. If you bought one of my t-shirts, float more, steer less, it still works. Whew! Don't have to change wardrobes. But here's how it works. It's about recognizing the depth of things. I'll try to explain. When you have a process of like commitments versus choices. For example, I've committed not to eat sugar, no added sugar, which is different than I'm trying to be healthier. If I say I'm trying to be healthier, I'm going with the flow, trying to be healthier, and in the moment, someone offers me a cupcake and I go, oh, that looks great. That feels good. I eat the cupcake. Nothing wrong with that. But if I have a commitment to a certain practice, then when the flow approaches me to the cupcake, I don't have the choice of accepting it. I've made a contract with higher self me. There is immediacy me and timeless me. Timeless me gets some presence, meditative state, looks at the history, wisdom, other teachers, other inspiration, looks into the future, where we're going, and says, all right, from this place, I am going to decree some practices. I'm going to make a plan, a commitment, a path forward that we're going to follow. And then, and so it shall be. Pass that down to private me. That's general me passing it to private me. Private me marches along, cupcake comes up. I don't have the choice of saying, I want to do a cupcake now. We've already decided from this higher place. Now, here's where I got into this dilemma. Like, is that, have I now obliterated float more, steer less? Have I now said, forget floating, do what you say? Like, no. Because here's where the metaphor still works. If you have a grand river, there is, let's say you go to the woods and you happen upon a cool creek going through. If you look at a section of the creek and there's like some rocks and stuff and it's, and the water's flipping around, it's splashing it out, and there's like these little rapids there, and you put a leaf down and it's gonna go batter around, that is one way to be going with the flow and floating more. However, that's not the kind of floating we want to do. We want to take a step into the 10,000 feet and see the trajectory of this creek and not be pulled by each rock, recognize the flow of the entire river and go with that. So it's still floating more and steering less. It's just floating maybe deeper or shallower or less at the whims of the surface splashing and twigs and rocks. Does that make sense? It certainly did this morning, but I guess the point is we can still float more, steer less, while we have an agreement to honor our commitments. And it's in that balance of how do we stay rigid while being in the flow. It's in that kind of sweet spot balance that we can, you know, tune into a deeper energy, a deeper motivation, and avoid the temptations or the weaknesses and avoid the need to have to like this powerful willpower. If you take away the choice and just honor the commitment, you don't have to make, you don't have to be strong in the moment. You just have to be dedicated to the practice. Now, I'm saying that as someone who's been practicing for, depending on the different practices, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. So I'm just speaking of this as I am learning it. I am no master of these things. When you visit me on a mountaintop in 20 years and I've been, you know, dedicated to my cupcake-free practice of whatever for 20 years, then maybe I will be able to speak to this with some mastery as well as better articulation. But for now, I will pass on the cupcake and say yes, please, to floating more. Thank you for humoring me in this exploration of float more, steer less. I hope that it continues to be something that is helpful if it needs to be. I love you.
I've been homeless since 2012. My mom passed away in 2010. I've been homeless almost 8 years.
Have a hug.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
I got something else for you. Okay. So beyond some basic stuff, I want you to get whatever you need.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Will that help?
Yeah, that helped. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
I want to make sure things are as good as possible. Good luck with the new place. It's
thank
so exciting.
I'll keep updating you guys.
Yes, please do.
Thank you, John.
Very welcome.
And thank you, too.